gonna side with you, Lord, I ain't gonna lie to you. Cause you gave me a safe space, so I'm gonna give my life to you.
This is KAYTFM 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB and KQJOFM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
God is performing miracles. Where's Rita? God is performing miracles, Rita. Now you know why I'm preaching about miracles. I didn't know you was going to get up and do that. God did. See, it ought to open your eyes when you have a pastor who's praying and preaching stuff in alignment with what God is up to. Your miracle was in the hands of the Lord even before I even know the word God was going to say. And then we doubt him because we want to see. And God has simply said, I need you to have faith in what I ask you to believe in. Our faith will move mountains, Antioch. Our faith will change the impossible. Our faith will draw us in numbers and do what God has called us to do. You will see what God is up to. My brothers and sisters, Jesus now narrows to a single individual who had been infirm for 38 years. Somebody's infirmed. See, the Lord is talking to somebody. Somebody's been infirm for 38 years. A man seemingly forgotten by time and people, and yet he was noticed by Jesus. Everybody bypassing this man, walking by him. Now you know why I won't bypass nobody when they ask me for something. I don't care if they own drugs. I tell them, whatever you do, whatever I give you, don't go buy no more of it. That's between them and God. What we see is that Jesus doesn't talk about the man's faith or his morality. He didn't ask him, are you saved? He didn't ask him what his life story was. He didn't ask him if he went to church. He didn't ask him if he paid his tithe. He didn't ask him nothing about his personal life. Instead, his question goes straight to the heart of the matter. Basically, he was saying, do you want to get well? Do you want to be born again? Do you want a relationship with the Lord? Do you want the power of the Holy Spirit to take up residence in you? Do you want to serve the Lord with gladness? Do you want to praise the Lord like Bruce Tonk? Do you want to get well? For we've been sick far too long. Do you want to be well? Was what Jesus asked the man who had been messed up for 38 years. How long have we been messed up? How long have we refused to worship and praise? This is about worship and praise. This is about magnifying his name. He's the one that got you up this morning. He's the one that clothes you in your right mind. He's the one that put food on your table. He's the one that put clothes on your back. He's the one that gave you the car you drive. He's the one that gave you the house you live in. He's the one that put money in your bank. And if he stopped being what he is, what would you be? Yes, My brothers and sisters, do you want to get well? Was the question Jesus asked. And this is an invitation for the man to express his desire for change, to affirm his hope in the face of many years of disappointment. I don't know what you've been going through. I don't know your story, but he knows it. I don't know what you came out of, but he knows it. I don't know your personal situation, but he knows it. And the Lord has said, do you want to get well? And a man's response illustrated a sad condition instead of direct. The Lord said, do you want to get well? He started talking about the obstacle. How many times has the Lord asked us, do you want to get well? And we said, well, can't do this, we can't do that. I don't understand this, I don't understand that. And the Lord said, I'm asking you, do you want to get well? Do you want to see what I can do? Do you want to see what I can do? Do you want to get well, or do you want to see the obstacles that's causing you not to get well? The man, instead of saying yes, gave an explanation of his inability to reach the pool, stressing his helplessness and despair. God didn't ask him about what he was going through. He asked him, did he want to get well? And yet he found all kinds of reason why he couldn't. And didn't understand. The answer to his problem was right there. The answer, oh Lord, to the problem was right there. It was right within him. He failed to say yes. This in a situation where he felt trapped by his circumstances, he seemed to have given up on the hope and healing. But Jesus commanded, get up, pick up your bed or your mat and walk. This was breaking through the barrier of 38 years. Get up. Pick up your bed or your mat and walk. This was breaking through the barrier of 38 years. This was the same command Jesus gave Lazarus to come forth. Lazarus, come out of there. You notice it wasn't a petition, it was a command. You gotta get there. I love to open your eye. God is the one that commands stuff. His word is a command. When he said, Lazarus, come forth, Lazarus had to get out of that grave. If the Lord had said, all bodies come out of the grave that are mine, every soul would have got up because God commanded. God said, let there be. The fish of the sea came about. The fowls in the air, the insect that creepeth, the moon, the star. God speaks reality. So God speaks it all. He spoke a command. Get up and pick up your mat. And the reality was a command. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking a powerful word to us. What we see is that Jesus doesn't talk about the man's faith or his morality. He talks about our faith. Get up. Pick up your mat and walk. My brothers and sisters, when we see what the Lord is doing, when we see him moving in on our behalf, the Lord is telling us to do something. Because the Lord one day, Joanne, will speak, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Yes, and the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. First. Thank you. First. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven
with a shout. Mom and dad would get up. Sisters and brothers will get up. Husband and wives will get up. All who are in Christ Jesus will get up, and those who are not in Christ will stay right where they are. But those who are in Christ Jesus will get up when the Lord descends from heaven. It's called the rapture. Antioch, the Lord is speaking to somebody this morning to go, to get up, pick up your mat, and walk. I don't know who you are. You've been wrestling with the Lord for generations. I don't know what your life story is, but he knows it. He said, pick up your mat and walk. The power of the Lord Jesus is immediately evidence. We are told that the man is healed instantly. He picked up his mat and he began to walk. I want to close. This miracle, performed on the Sabbath, served as a powerful sign of Jesus' divine authority and his lordship over the Sabbath that caused a conflict with the Jewish authority. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath, mean he reigns over our day of rest. The Sabbath day is the day of rest. The Lord reigns over our day of rest. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Jesus established something extraordinarily powerful that we have to understand. He fulfilled everything that we could not fulfill, and he did everything that we could not do. And it pleased the Father. And he died so that we could live. He who knew no sin became our sin and accepted our punishment. And he said, Abba, Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they're doing. And so Jesus died. The Messiah King had to liberate people from that behavior so they could be saved to worship God in the freedom of their spirit. Stop holding on to stuff that you can't handle. Turn it over and let God have it. Stop being stuck in tradition, legalism, and this is the way we've always done it. The Lord says, I saw a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem, and a new you too, because old stuff can't inhabit new stuff. That's why Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. You've got to be new. And what the Lord is doing, he's creating something new. But he can't create something new if you're hanging on to legalistic stuff that was never designed to save you. But grace, God's unmerited favor, God's inexhaustible supply of good to God, that's faith. God is doing something. It's God redeeming us from the laws of sin and death. And when you know you've been bought with a price, when you know you're saved, you can shout, sing, magnify, and praise the Lord, and you don't care who knows it. You can shout, sing, magnify, and praise the Lord, and you don't care who sees it. You can shout, scream, and praise the Lord, and you don't care who's talking about you. Because this thing is personal. It's about my relationship with him. And the Lord will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I knew they was talking about you. I knew they were criticizing you. But I want you to stand. Just stand. And when you stand for the Lord, he said, I will bless you according to my divine purpose for your life, and I will bless you eternally in my Father's house where there are many mansions. We are liberated people by the powers of God through the blood of the Lamb. And that's why Jesus demonstrated his power on the Sabbath. The doors of the church are open.